The conservative Democrats, President Reagan's ace in the hole, got together today to plot their strategy in the tax cut controversy. Lee Thornton reports.
Members of the House Conservative Democratic Forum came away from a 90-minute meeting saying there had been no firm consensus. But it was clear that the conservatives had agreed on the need for something more than a one-year tax cut plan. While the conservatives have not yet abandoned the rest of the House Democrats, they said in effect that they would reject such a plan. Representative Kent Hance.
There was a strong support for a three-year bill, and there was strong support for a two-year bill. I would say that most of our members fall in those two categories. Hopefully in the next week, the leadership and the White House can get together, that we can encourage them to work out a compromise.
Forum Chairman Charles Stenholm called it a fair assumption to say that today's meeting of the House Conservatives, with 34 of 47 members in attendance, was one step in the process, with the ball now squarely in the court of the Ways and Means Committee, and with the pressure on to come up with a plan for more than a one-year tax cut. Lee Thornton, CBS News, Washington.
Ernest Lefevre may be having his troubles getting confirmation as President Reagan's human rights advisor, but the White House is holding firm. Leslie Stahl has the latest.
The White House has decided to take steps to bolster and fight for the candidacy of Ernest Lefevre, that according to senior officials. Lefevre was summoned to the White House today where the president's lawyers once again combed through his financial reports, a senior official declaring, "We haven't found any conflict of interest that would disqualify him." Some of the president's closest advisors agree with Senator Jesse Helms that the opposition to Lefevre is strictly ideological.
Dr. Lefevre represents the human rights philosophy as enunciated by Ronald Reagan. And they're not striking at Lefevre, they're striking at Reagan.
Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker disagrees.
I do not believe this is a vendetta against Ronald Reagan. I do not believe it is anything more than it appears to be. That is a controversial nomination, the outcome of which has not yet been determined.
White House officials say the president wants to fight for the Lefevre nomination, even though Baker and other Republicans have made it clear that such a fight would be tough, if not nearly impossible. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, the White House.
More news after this.
Presenting Bill Bixby for Dietac.
Well, you really did it this weekend, didn't you? You ate too much, and now you're going on a diet. Well, the people at Contac have developed something just for you. New maximum strength Dietac, with more appetite suppressant, but no stimulant. One capsule helps you control your appetite all day, helps you stick to your diet and lose weight. New maximum strength Dietac. It gives your diet a fighting chance.
Use only as directed.
Woodward, I can't put my finger on it.
What's that, sir?
How to increase this company's productivity.
Well, you could put your finger on the new Canon OneTouch, the NP120 plain paper copier. It's economical and simple. Just touch that copy key and it starts instantly. No warm-up.
Oh?
And it shuts off automatically, saving energy.
Pretty efficient, that Canon OneTouch. Woodward, I think you put your finger on it.
Sir, that's your finger.
Oh, yes, of course.
The Canon NP120. The OneTouch. Micronics makes it simple.
Israeli warplanes struck at suspected Palestinian guerrilla targets along the Lebanese coast today, and Lebanon State Radio said 15 people were killed or wounded. Doug Sefton visited the area after the raid and filed this report from Beirut.
Israeli jets hit Lebanon today for the second time in 6 days. The attack leveling a three-story concrete building. Israel called it a Palestine Liberation Organization command post, but militiamen at the scene claimed the building was occupied by a farm couple and their four children, all of whom were said to have been killed in the raid. Viewing the remains of the building, which stood surrounded by an orange grove, it was impossible to determine what the building was being used for. So complete was the destruction. The attack further angered the Lebanese, though it did not surprise them. Prime Minister Begin has taken the stand that raids on the Palestinians have no connection with the crisis over Syrian missiles in the Bekaa Valley. Otherwise, today was relatively peaceful, the various warring factions having pledged to avoid indiscriminate shelling in heavily populated areas. However, tactical shelling along contested areas of the city continues. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Beirut.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Midtown Hotels.
Do you own your own telephones?
Why, no.
Could you afford to pay another increase in monthly phone company equipment charges?
We wouldn't suffer if we put in pay showers.
Avoid paying any monthly equipment charges. Own an Executone business phone system from 5 phones to 5,000. Executone Inc. the nationwide business phone company. Member Continental Telephone System. Call 800-645-7246. That's 800-645-7246.
Hello.
Hear this, George? Silence.
The production line is down again.
Yeah, again.
What parts do you need? I'll send them right off.
I need them tomorrow.
Don't worry. We'll use express mail service at the post office.
Overnight, express mail service delivers a 5-pound package 1,800 miles for under $14.
Hear that, George?
It's going.
Express mail next day service in over 2,000 post offices. When you need it overnight, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
2 weeks ago, a small group of Vietnam veterans began a hunger strike on the lawn of the Wadsworth Veterans Administration Hospital in Los Angeles. There are now 12 of them, and today they called for 2 hours of national prayer and fasting in their cause. Apparently, it was a call without much support. Harold Dow has more on the veteran story.
The protesters are demanding an independent investigation of all VA facilities. They want the government to research the effects of the defoliant Agent Orange used in Vietnam, and they want recognition as a disease of delayed stress syndrome. Some of them suffer. The executive director of Vietnam Veterans of America, a Washington-based organization, insists that the small group of protesters here in Los Angeles do not represent the feelings of his membership. But spokesman for the hunger strikers, Ron Kovac, said his group is very serious about what it's doing.
We feel that within the next couple of days, the President of the United States must respond. I just hope and I pray that we don't have to bury a Vietnam veteran over in that Veterans Administration cemetery because the President of the United States doesn't have the decency or compassion to respond to the men who served and sacrificed for this country.
The veterans feel the government has ignored their problems for too long, and for that reason they say they will stick with this type of protest, even if it means starving themselves to death. Harold Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The House of Representatives passed a veterans' health care bill in Washington today. One congressman said it will answer the demands of the veterans in Los Angeles. The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Dear sir, who last night at one of this city's finest restaurants sent back the chef's celebrated duck a l'orange because the sauce was too cloying for your particular palate, whose wife said, "Sometimes I don't understand you." Well, sir, we understand you. We're the investment firm of Dean Witter Reynolds, and no matter how demanding you are, we can help put a smile on your face. Dean Witter knows to win over investors, you've got to produce results. And our investment programs can help do just that. Whether those plans help you cope with today's economy or better prepare you for tomorrow, Dean Witter can give even the most demanding investor something to smile about. Dean Witter Reynolds, one investment firm you'll be glad to hear from.
You look like you just heard from Dean Witter.
Member SIPC.
At least three more leading banks cut their prime lending rate to 20% today, but the news left Wall Street unimpressed. Stocks were down. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 987, down 10.48. The average price per share was down 46 cents on the New York Exchange, down 37 cents on the American. Wall Street on This World Tonight.